Hare Krishna. So Krishna has told that I cover myself with the yog maya potency, with my own internal potency, and that's how these less intelligent ones, these foolish people, cannot actually see me. But then there was a question that, okay, a curtain is there, so the less intelligent foolish people cannot see Krishna. But since the curtain is there, is it that even Krishna cannot see them? So here is the answer in Shloka number 26. Vedaham samatitani vartamanani charjuna bhavishyani cha bhutani mam tu vedana kashchana. So Krishna is saying here, Vedaham, Veda aham, I know what? I know everything. Samatitani. Samatitani, the past, Vartamanani, that is present, and Bhavishyani, the future. I know everything, Krishna is saying. So basically, he is saying that curtain is there, but I know everything. I can see everything. Cha Bhutani, I know all the living entities also. But Mam tu Vedana Kaschana, but me, no one knows. This is the statement that Krishna has made, that I know everything and everyone, but when it comes to me, people don't know me. So this is the point that is made. Now, before we enter into this particular shloka, a question, let's try to answer a question. So Krishna, he's saying that he knows the past. But then we are also part and parcel of Krishna. Why don't we remember our past? Now, when it comes to us as living entities, what is happening to us? In second chapter, we had discussed in shloka number 13. Dehi nosmin yatha dehe kaumaram yauvanam jara tatha dehantar praptir dhirastatra namuyati. So there we said that we as living entities, what is happening? Dehi nosmin yatha dehe kaumaram yauvanam jara. We are actually changing the body from boyhood to youth to old age, and finally at the time of death, we take up another body. Tathan dehantara praptir. Now what is happening here? The body is changing. So when the body is changing, so in the next life, we have another body. So in that body, we will not be able to remember what happened in the previous body because we have changed the body. That this is a reason why we are not able to remember our past, because we have changed the body. But now the question is, how come Krishna is able to remember his past? Simple, because Krishna never changes his body. He is there in his eternal youthful form always. For Krishna, there is nothing called as boyhood, youthhood, old age and death. For Krishna, he is always ever fresh. He is always eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. There is no question of accepting a body for Krishna. He is completely spiritual. Chit Ghan. Is completely spiritual. So this is the reason, this is a logical point basically, it's a logical point that how Krishna remembers the past. And he also made this statement in the fourth chapter, where he said, when he told something and Arjuna was like, how come, how is it possible? What did Krishna tell in the fourth chapter? That I gave the same Bhagavad Gita to sun god Vivaswan many, many thousands of years ago. And Arjuna is like, how is it possible? Are you are my friend, we are the contemporaries. And Arjuna said, both of us have appeared many times. You have forgotten, I have not forgotten. And why Krishna does not forget? No, he's Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why will he forget? Forget about just past. Krishna knows complete thing, what is happening in the present. He knows the past, he knows the present, and moreover, he knows very well what is happening, what will happen in the future. He's Trikala Darshi. He knows past, present, and future. Of whom? Of each and every living entity, of each and everything that is existing in the entire creation. So he is called a Supreme Personality of Godhead. And many people say that, oh, we can become God. We don't know what is happening in our present, we forget our past. And currently also, we go to the doctor and we ask the doctor, can you please tell me what is happening to me? This is how much knowledge we have about our present. So we can never become God. We are not God. We are gods, G-O-D apostrophe S, we belong to God, but we are not G-O-D-S, we are not gods. This particular shloka makes it very, very clear. And here Krishna is also saying that Bhutani, I know all the living entities. There's another very important point to understand, that Krishna is situated in each and everyone's heart as Paramatma, Super Soul. And he has told this many times in Bhagavad Gita. Explicitly two times. Shloka number 15 of chapter 15, where he says, Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto. So there he is saying that I am there in each and everyone's heart. And then in another shloka, 18th chapter, 61st shloka, where he says, Ishvara sarva bhutanam riddheshe arjuna tishthati. So he's telling, oh Arjuna, I'm there in each and everyone's heart. So Krishna is there in each and everyone's heart as Paramatma. And as Paramatma, Krishna knows each and every living entity. So we are there only in this body. And this body also we don't know completely. But when it comes to Krishna, he knows very well about each and every person because he's accompanying each and every living entity in that particular body as Paramatma. So it's very clear that he knows all the living entities. Now here there's a point made, that is Mam tu Vedana Kaschana, but no one knows me. Now this is a very nice thing to know. A nice analogy is given by Srila Prabhupada here in the purport. He gives the analogy of sun and the clouds. Let's take the example of sun and the clouds. So in the sky, at a very great height, altitude, we have the sun, we have various stars, we have moon. Now all of them, they are present in the sky. But when it comes to the clouds will actually block them. We'll not be able to see. Now here is a question. So the clouds are blocking what? Clouds are covering the sun and the moon and all the stars? Or clouds are just covering our vision? So simple answer is that clouds can never cover the sun and the moon and the stars. They are huge. The clouds don't have that capacity. But what are clouds doing? Clouds are covering our vision, and that's how we are not able to see those different entities in the sky. So similarly here we understand that when it comes to covering Krishna, so living entities are covered, not Krishna. Krishna is never covered. There might be a question saying, okay, like living entities are covered and they are in ignorance. So maybe Krishna can also get covered and he can get into ignorance and he can become like a mortal being. So here is the answer. That like the sun, Krishna is never covered by Maya. Maya or illusory potency can cover only the vision of the living entities or cover the living entities, put them into ignorance by which they are always stuck in the cycle of birth and death. But Maya or illusory potency is one of the energies of Krishna. How can the energy cover the energetic? That's not possible. So it's very clear that Krishna is not covered. The vision of the living entity is covered. And that's the reason a living entity cannot understand Krishna unless and until Krishna himself reveals to that particular living entity, reveals himself to that particular living entity. So it's a very important point to understand that how can we understand Krishna? Here it's given that even if one is perfected by realization of impersonal Brahman, a localized Paramatma, he cannot possibly understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead Shri Krishna without being in Krishna consciousness. So without being in Krishna consciousness, one cannot actually understand Krishna because Krishna will not reveal to that person. A nice shloka from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which says, Atha Shri Krishna Namadi Na Bhavet Grayam Indriye Sevon Mukhehi Jivhado Swayam Eva Spuratyada. So this particular shloka, it says, that Atha Shri Krishna Naam Adi, Krishna's name, form, qualities and pastimes. Atha Shri Krishna Naam Adi Na Bhavet Grahyam Indriye. So these senses that we have got, we cannot actually capture these transcendental features of the Lord with these senses. Because these senses are material, jada. And Krishna's, all these beautiful aspects, attributes, they are all completely spiritual. Then how can we understand Krishna? The answer is, Sevon Mukhehi Jivhado. We have to render devotional service starting from the tongue. That is chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Sevon Mukhehi Jivhado. What will happen when we do devotional service? Swayameva Spuratyada. Krishna will reveal himself to us. So when we want to understand Krishna, know Krishna, take darshan of Krishna, Krishna has to reveal himself to us. We ourselves cannot ever see Krishna. if we want to see the sun has to remove the clouds. Then we'll be able to see the sun. We ourselves cannot remove anything. So in this way, to know Krishna, there's only one way. That is, rendering devotional service, starting with chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Now after this, in next four shlokas, Krishna is going to speak something very, very important. He's going to speak about how the living entities are covered by the illusory potency. And along with that, he's also going to give the solution of how to become free from this covering. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.